So today's our Celebrate Sunday, and some other churches call it the annual business meeting. But we don't call it that. We call it a celebrate service, and that's what we want to do. And if you are just visiting today, I hope today will be an encouragement to you as well, as maybe you reflect on the community where you normally are part of. Or if you're not normally in a church, maybe it'll help you just a little bit on that journey of just thinking about, is Christianity real? Is it relevant for my life? And so on. This slide that's up here, it's a little bit blurry, but that's because I took it while sat next to Helen amongst 8,000 others yesterday at the Yarbers Conference Centre in Utrecht at the Open Doors Day, as we were hearing about just the different situations of people around the world who are suffering for their faith. And heard just some great stories, and we'll talk about that another time, because I've got this incredible challenge this morning of only speaking for a few minutes. So, and it's, I've been told it's okay. Okay, sit back, relax. About 2:30, we'll get to the next item. So, but this communion cup is from Iraq. And it was found in a church after that church was ransacked by ISIS. And it would have been burnt and so on, and lots of the other ornaments and so on in this particular church had been smashed to pieces. But this cup was, if you like, brought out of the ashes. And that church community is literally rebuilding itself. The building is being rebuilt, but also the community coming back in the midst of all their distress of the attack that took place. And this communion cup is being used again. And was brought by one of the an Iraqi priest who spoke yesterday and was there on stage. So if you like, it was a star guest there amongst us all. But I wanted to just begin with that slide because as we look back and celebrate, as we look back and reflect on who we are as a church community, as part of the body of Christ in the Leiden area and part of the worldwide body of Christ, it's Jesus who is the centre. Next week, we'll take communion together again, remembering what Jesus did on the cross. If you go on our website, for example, you see about ICL, it says a Christ-centered international community. And that's what we're seeking to be. And it's around Jesus. And we heard some credible stories yesterday. But also, God is at work in people here in Leiden. It can be easy to think, well, in other places of the world where it's really tough for faith, they have the real stories. And yet, when I look around this room and I even look back over the past year and the journey that some of you have been going on, and some of it's been tough, that you've hung on to God and you've seen God's grace in your situations, that's just as much a testimony to the power and the presence of God. So, let me grab the thingy. We're going to go through just a few Bible verses together. But firstly, I just want to ask you, if you look back over the past year, and I know it's not December 31 yet, so this might feel a strange time to look back over the year, but this is our church year, okay? I hope there are things that you're grateful for and can be thankful for even in your own life. Little person Calvin, for example, coming along. At least I think these guys are thankful, so they look like they are, so that's good. Maybe there are things that you can just really rejoice in. Sure, been tough things too, but things that you can be thankful for. Likewise, as we look back as a church community, there are many things that we can give thanks for. And I put a load of that in a report that I wrote. And if you get the email, you should have received that report. And I hope you might have even read the report. One or two people showed me they had because they made a reply on it. And likewise, the finance report. So thank you, those who did write to me. It was quite encouraging to actually hear someone had read it. I'm not going to repeat all that this morning. So if you think it's strange that I don't mention this and that and that and this, that's because I put it in there and you can read. So, but I might touch on one or two things just along the way. But one of the things I do want to say a deep thanks for is for everybody who's volunteered, who's prayed, who's given financially, who's given of their time, who's been there for someone else going through a difficult time, who's sought to encourage, who's maybe had the courage sometimes, or they felt a prompting to maybe go and come alongside someone else and say, you know, I don't know if this is from God or not, but maybe this would be an encouragement to you. And maybe as you do that, you feel a little bit of an idiot and you think, oh no, what if this is wrong? And but doing something like that, all the different ways that may be an encouragement to someone else, to everybody who maybe in the midst of their own circumstances being tough, have sought to reach out with the love of Christ to a neighbor, to a colleague, to a family member, to a friend, to a fellow student, whoever it might be. Really grateful for that. I'm really grateful for Joost and Cor as the other elders, along with myself, serving here in the church, and just the support and encouragement they are to me as well, and to Helen and I as a couple. Very grateful. Really grateful for the church council, and for those who were here last week, the church council workshop. Thanks, Christina, for organising it wherever she's sat right now. Thank you. And just hopefully that gave you a little more of a taster of what's going on amongst us as a community. I was just delighted last week to be not doing anything. Well, we were doing something. We were out in kids' church, so we had a good time down there. But, you know, theoretically, if we hadn't been doing kids' church, to just be able to come around and see all that's been going on. And for people who have stepped up and just in different ways, even though it's not necessarily always been easy. Really grateful for the Fundag team and just continuing to seek to reach out in the Mirrorvike and to reach out with the love of Christ amongst those kids and their families. And, you know, it's just been great to see that carrying on. And I know at times it's felt, yeah, and times it's felt, okay, what's going on? But these guys and the rest of the team, along with Hank and Inika, are persevering and seeking to reach out with the love of Christ. As we look back, and I know Joost will touch on this a bit, we set five priorities this time last year. And maybe to some people it seemed quite internal, almost slightly inward focus, but that wasn't the point. It was that as we're carrying on our journey as a church community, of just, excuse me, looking at areas of the life of the church, such as community, such as our Sunday services, our family ministry, so our kids and youth ministry and our nursery, just to see that we are in a healthier place because healthy things grow. And that doesn't just have an impact upon us as we worship God together, as we seek to grow in Christ together and work out what is this following Jesus stuff all about. It also does have a knock-on effect into our reaching out into the wider community as part of the church in the Leiden area. But as will be touched on today, as we go into 2020, mission is there as one of our fresh priorities as we think about how can we maybe better equip to reach out to others with the good news of Christ. So there's much that I'm thankful for. And I just want to sow the thought back into you, because if you have one of those minds when the speaker is speaking and your brain just goes off all over the place, or is that just me? Okay. I want you to be thinking about, what are you grateful for in the past year connection with ICL? Or if ICL is not your church, wherever you do worship. And if you're not in a church at all, just something you're thankful for. That's also fine, because we're going to come back to that in just a few minutes' time, because we're going to take a thank offering. And some of you are like, immediately going to your wallets, oh no, I haven't got enough money. Okay. But there's no money involved in this particular thank offering that's going to be taking place. So, but we're going to come back to that thought. Oh, I've been jumping ahead, haven't I? Fantastic. You've had the entire sermon already without me knowing. So, when ICL began in 2004, this Bible verse, or part of Bible verse, was very much from the team of missionaries that saw the congregation begin in the lounge of a house in Leiderdorp. And we sort of passed that yesterday. We went very near it yesterday as we were coming back from the Open Doors Day and were stuck in the traffic because the bridge between Leiden and Leiderdorp closed. Anyone else get stuck in the traffic yesterday? Yeah, you did? Yeah, so you shared our pain. Got to the edge of Leiden at 2 o'clock and got home in the Mirrorvike at 3 o'clock. So having tried various ways to shortcuts to avoid the traffic. But so they began in the house, and this verse, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor, was something that was very much on their heart. That actually ICL and whatever it was going to become, and they didn't know exactly what it was going to look like and what it would look like over the years, would be something that's from God for this area, not just the only thing, recognizing that God's at work in the other congregations as well. And that's why we pray for the other congregations, which is part of what's going on. But actually, we'd be there to display his splendor. It says elsewhere in the scripture, the earth is full of his glory. You know, and God at being at work in people's lives, being at work in your life, is part of the displaying of his glory in your workplace, in your neighborhood, as we gather to worship, whatever the context. And that verse, though given in 2004 to that team, still very much forms the backbone of who we are. And as I look back between, well, 2006, because we weren't here in 2004, to now, can just see that again and again and again, there's been evidence of that, of God at work in people's lives. And so glory to him for that. Of people who are elsewhere in the Netherlands now, and many people who are all across the world. Some of you sat here right now. This is not, well, it may be a prophetic word, but some of it's probably just a statement of fact. Within the next 1, 2, 3 years, we'll be living somewhere else on this planet. Maybe one or two of you is a prophetic word, and I'm trying not to look at anyone because I don't want you to think I want to get rid of you. The Lord is saying. But I rejoice in that. And sometimes that's painful and hard because maybe we get to know people and then they move on. And especially perhaps if you've always lived in Leiden or you've lived here a long time and you get to know people and you're like, there's more people going. You know, that we recognize there's some pain to that, as well as there is some blessing to that in the sense that people hopefully have grown in Jesus or come to know Jesus for the first time. And then they go back to their home nation or onto another nation and taking the love of Christ with them. That's part of who we are as an international church. So it's joyous and it can be painful at the same time. A planting of the Lord. If you read in Revelation 7, and this is where I've really got to rein myself in here because I'm going to speak about this more next week. So I said to Joost before, I've got to have to really control myself today. But this is a great verse. After this, I'll talk next week about what the after this is. I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. There's this little kind of taster. It's a trailer. All throughout this year, when we've been to different films in the cinema, there's been little taster trailers of the next Star Wars movie. And it's mainly been called, whatever she's called, standing there on the sand, ready to fight with her thing. That shows I'm really into it. There you go. And it's just a little taster thing. And this is, in a way, you know, and we're not going to go out into the debate right now of how much is Revelation supposed to be literal or not, but it gives us an image of this group of people before the throne. And I'm going to touch on this more next week, but just sort of three things which kind of is shaping even one of our priorities going this year. We look at our identity in a fresh way of being a diverse international community united together in Christ. They're before the Lamb. They're centered on Jesus. Remember, I began with the communion cup today. Christ on the cross, dying for people like you and me. He's not dead anymore, but he went through that for you and me, taking our wrongdoing upon himself, that we might be made right with him. And there's a unity there. They're all wearing white robes. I don't know if they're all exactly the same, the white robes, but there's that sense of togetherness before the Lamb and holding those palm branches together. But also there's this diversity. I love this image. Every nation, tribe, people, tongue. There isn't like everyone's morphed into the same thing. There's this incredible diversity. And as an international congregation, we get to play at doing that a little bit. We get to be a little bit of the trailer. Last time we had a survey, 34 nations were represented in the room. And all kinds of denomination backgrounds and people from no denomination background whatsoever, all in one room, going, okay, we're going to do this church thing. Theoretically, it shouldn't work. And yet, somehow, it does as we unite around Christ. And so there's this big picture painting of this Huge crowd. I mean, yesterday seemed big. You know, we got there fairly early, and, you know, well, we were there just early because I just misjudged it with the traffic. So there were only a few hundred people there when we got there. But a little bit later on, there were thousands in the room, all there by 10 o'clock. They weren't even on ICL time. Some of you know what we mean by that. ICL time. Amazing. But we'll come back to this a little bit more next week. But this is part of where this is where we're going. And we seem to be a taster of that. And the Jesus' church across this world is a taster of this life change that he brings. It is good news to know Jesus. Yes, sometimes there can be weird things and all kinds of stuff that gets associated with the church world. And sometimes maybe the way that things are expressed get in the way of people seeing Jesus. But Christ is good news for people, for all. And we're on that journey as a community of looking, what does that mean in terms of diversity? What does that mean in terms of unity? What does that mean in terms of openness? And that's a journey that we're on. It's a good journey. Maybe it's messy along the way, but that's okay. I'll say more on that next week. Yost, I am getting there, I promise. This has been our verse for this year, for 2019. And it's actually going to be our verse for next year too. Because we decided we're going to keep it. I emphasize it a little bit differently. But it's from the New Testament. And to an early church community. And it says, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Hey, I might actually even look at my notes. Let's have a look. Okay. So we've been on with this. From him, the whole body. Again, Christ at the centre. Christ is whom it flows from. We're not just a group of people who happen to just get together on a Sunday morning or in small groups because we've got nothing else to do in the week. There is that sense of how are we together seeking to connect with Jesus Christ. Whether we've been a Christian for decades, whether we're here as someone who's inquiring, is Christianity even true, or are these Christians basically deluded? You know, and as a community, we want to be open to people wherever they're at in terms of life and journey and how they see things. But this year, these five priorities we've had in 2019 have been very much about, if I can pull phrases out here, every supporting ligament, and each part does its work. But that's what it's been about. It is a joy to be the pastor in this church, but part of our journey in the past couple of years has been very much how can we as a community together keep growing? How can we keep encouraging one another? So it isn't the big emphasis on the pastor, or upon Andy and Helen, or even, as I say, even upon the church council. The church council are there to help equip and to build up and to raise up. Same with our role as elders. And I'm really encouraged by that journey. Some of the things, for some of you, wouldn't have noticed it yet, but behind the scenes, even the journey the church council have been on is really helping with every supporting ligament, or each part does its work. I think about different people serving in the life of the church. So, for example, family ministry was one of our priorities this past year. Those who've been around in ICL for a bit longer, remember 2 and a bit years ago, Mike and Anita were still here and overseeing all of our kids and youth ministry. But they needed to go back to the US for health reasons for Samuel, and they're continuing to do well as a family. Samuel's doing great, and it's been a really good move for them to go back. Because it was a hit into us as a church, because we were planning a transition of them out of their role, and suddenly they had to go. And that had a big impact into our kids and our youth ministry. So one of the things we've been on with in the past year is really seeking to get hold of that, and that journey continues. So though it's not one of our named priorities for 2020, it's still really important as part of us as a community. And I particularly, though she's down the corridor right now doing her thing, I think, because she's not sat next to you, for Velma taking on the role of family ministry coordinator. I am so encouraged by what she's been doing and seeing what's taking place. And again, some of it you won't necessarily have seen, but getting alongside the leaders, seeking to have a more of an overview of what's going on curriculum-wise, sorting out our child protection stuff so that our workers are checked, our kids and our young people are safe, that it's all sorted out. It's brilliant what's been going on. It's just a great example of what's been taking place. Every supporting ligament, each part does its work. I'll just refer to one other example, the student ministry, Radiate. I'm really grateful for all Paulina's done over there. And you know, if you're part of the church earlier this year, Paulina stopped being a paid member of staff from the church, but has continued. It's very much in our heart to seek to be encouragement and to mentor our student leaders. It's great. I'm going to embarrass them all over here. And I think Cindy's out in nursery today, seeing a group of student leaders raised up to help run Radiate. I am delighted about the partnership that's going on between us as a church and IFES as a student organisation to reach out together. It's a student organisation really geared for reaching out to students with the gospel, and that we as a church hopefully can be a support to that and seek to give pastoral care. I mean, it's a great combination. And that we have students who are part of this church, students who are part of other congregations, and also some who don't go anywhere on a Sunday, some because of their work situation, some are au pairs and can't necessarily be available on a Sunday morning. But I'm so excited about that. And every supporting ligament, each part does its work. And I know, I say Jan Joost, though we call him Joost, but I don't want to cause confusion in some people's minds. He's been sending out some messages this week to stir people up about, hey, why don't you do some of the Bible studies next year? Because we've had lots of us from the church being involved this past season. But again, it's a really great other example of each part doing their work. And that can be replicated again and again over this congregation. Connect groups, pastoral care, with hospitality, different areas. But I know Joost is going to touch on that. I don't want to steal all his thunder. So I just want to express the gratitude bit. Okay, now to see what the next slide is. Yes, okay, so we're going into this new year. And fairly soon, end of next month. And where are we going to be going with that? Again, Joost is going to touch a little bit on that today as the chair of the church council. Inger will be giving us some update on the finances of the church. And in the weeks and the months to come, we'll talk about it more, about our priorities, about what are we on with, and why. But I want to just come back now to where I began as I finish, being thankful, but also looking ahead. On your chair or a chair near you is a piece of paper. You might want to pick that piece of paper up. And I'm going to ask you, and if you don't have a pen with you, there's some pens here, and I can throw them out. No, I'll run around with them. On one side, I want to encourage you to write something down that you're thankful for in the past year about ICL or wherever you normally are, because that's fine. It might be a word. Maybe you've experienced grace for the first time this year. You've been encouraged in some way. Maybe there's a way that you've grown in your faith, or even just, thank you. The word curiosity has been aroused. I love Anne's testimony. I was referring, Anne wasn't a Christian this time last year. And God steps into her life. She's just doing her thing here in Southwest Leiden. And suddenly the name Joyce Meyer comes into her mind. God knows Anne's curious. Who on earth's Joyce Meyer? What's that doing in my head? Goes back, looks up who this is, goes to a website, listens to a talk by Joyce Meyer, and becomes a Christian. So curiosity might be a good word. Maybe that's where you're at right now. Or grace. It's just a great example of God being at work. Why did he do it that way? He just does stuff. Maybe if Jesus had come into Anne's mind, she'd have gone, I'm not thinking about religion. So, I don't know. So maybe just write something down. It might be an area that you've served in and you've enjoyed serving in that area. It might be an area you've served in and you've stopped and it's like, phew, I don't know. But just write down some things that you are thankful for. And then we're going to do something on the other side of the piece of paper. But just for the moment, I'm going to give you a minute or so to write something. Okay, on the other side of the piece of paper, as you look into this coming year, to write something that's in your heart that you're hoping for us as a church community, or the church community where you normally are. Just to write something down. Again, it may just be a word. It might be, for some people, it might be a colour. It might be all kinds of ways to express it. Draw a picture if you want. It doesn't matter. But just something expresses something about your hope as you look forward between now and next November. Okay. Three people have got very subtly coloured green buckets. And we're going to take a thank offering up, which is going to be your pieces of paper. So could I ask those three people with the buckets to just go around and get the pieces of paper into the bucket? And as that's just taking place, just one other thing I want to say on this verse. Since September, we've been on with a series called Love Comes to Town, Reflections on Life, Faith and Justice. And we've been very much emphasising loving God and loving others. And how does that work out in society? Challenges such as love your enemies. You know, subtle words like that are really easy to do. And one of the things I've said a number of times is if ICL in this area can be, for want of a better word, accused of anything, may we be accused of loving people. May we be accused of love. That even if people don't get the Jesus bit, even if people think it's weird we believe in God, they will go, they love people. And that takes working at. You see, it's not soppy, it's not sentimental, it's sacrificial. And that's hugely challenging. It's a big call. Builds itself up in love. Is a huge challenge. But I don't know about you, it's a challenge I'm up for. By this will the world know that you're my followers, that you love one another, that you love one another. And so that journey's going to continue. So hey, could I have the chaps, can you come up? Chaps, that sounds very British. Gentlemen, guys. So we're just going to pray. So you can hold those things. We're all male here, aren't we? Could a woman come up and replace one of these people, please? So, thank you. Yeah, it's nothing personal. So, actually, Noria, come up, because you can be represent the students. So, guys, one of you is going to get sacked as well. So, nothing personal. So, thanks, friends. So, we do love you, man. Honest. So we're going to pray. We're just going to give this up as a thank offering to God, just very simply now. So, let's just pray. Together. Lord, I thank you for everybody in this room. I thank you that you love them. I thank you for your grace towards them. I thank you that you're working each one of us, whether we've been a Christian for many years or whether we're not even sure you're there. Lord, all the things that have been written on these pieces of paper are looking back with thanks and are looking forward in hope. We want to give this to you. We give it as an offering to you, Lord. And you see everything we've written. You see what's in our minds, in our hearts, and we give it to you, Lord. Looking to you with hope and expectation and knowing that we can trust you, Lord, whatever we're going through. Thank you in your name. Amen.